Vayter and Chaser and Daf Pei Gimel, picking up on Pei Beis, and Beis by the bottom of the page. Checking the last line, Eisevei. We're going to go back to the top of the page, the third line down, just to flow into this. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. Nodra Mishniki Karas, if a woman goes and she makes a neder on two different loaves of bread, Ba'achas Mesana, Ba'achas Sena Mesana, one of them she says, and one of them she's getting inoy from because it was good, delicious bread, very fine flour, and the other one was not. Mitoch Shehu made from the Mesana, because of the fact that he's able to be mefer on the one that she's getting inoy from, he's able to actually do the other one as well. Mefer shena masana comes together. Rav Asi Amar Asi Rav Yochanan. This is what we're going to ask a question on. Mefer le masana, he can be mefer the ned there that is on the one that she's getting inoy from, the delicious bread. But he's not able to be mefer the one that's not delicious, which is not as great, and therefore it's not considered inoy. If you can have some say, boy, my name is Ravasi, my Rabbi Yochanan, someone that asked the kasha, Ravasi asked a question from Yochanan. Another mistake, Karos, if she makes two nidarim, sorry, if she makes a nether and two tikaros, Ba'achas, Mesana, Ba'achas, Mesana, one of them, she's getting inoy, one of them, or not, Ma, what's it then? Amarlay, so he says to him, Mefir, Mesana, Ve'emir, Fleshan, Mesana. He's able to be made for the one that she's inoy from and not the one she's not getting inoy from. So we see from Yochanan that you're only able to be made for the one that there was an inoy on, but not the other one. Now, Frek the Gemara, hey, Seveya, this is what we're up to. We have a Gemara in Nazir coming up very soon. A woman who makes a neder of nazir, she makes herself into a nazira. And then what happens? She, on purpose, she starts drinking wine, or she goes and she becomes tamei lameis, which we know a nazir is not allowed to do. Beep, turn the page. Pei gimel. Sofeges is arbaim. She gets malchus, says the Ran mefarshin and mesechus nazir de mishum gurara de sefer nokta. Really, we don't even teach us. This is obvious, but it's in order to teach us something else. That's why it taught us this. In any event, the point she gets malchus. Hefer la baila, whatever the husband is made for this neder. V'hilo yada shefer la. She doesn't even know. So she goes, I'm a nazir. And the husband's like, made for that thing. You ain't no nazir, girl. But she doesn't know about it. V'hoysa shos the yayin b'talim meisim. And she's thinking, she's doing yisurim. She's going ahead and she's having wine. She's getting tomin the meis. And she does not get malchus. Hold on 1 second. If you want to say that a husband only has the ability of getting rid of the inoy, but not the non-inoy, and if you have, let's say, a woman making a neder on two different types of bread, one where there's an inoy and one's not an inoy, and it's all in one shtickle, similarly, if she's becoming a nazira, and therefore it's encompassing more than one thing, some of them are inoy, some of them are not inoy, and you're only able to be made for the ones that are inoy, then Dilma, says the Gemara, perhaps, minyayin de islet sarei ifrlo, it's only from the wine that she's going to have inoy, not having wine. That's when he came along and he was being mefer. Min chartzon min zaglo ifrlo, but when it comes to the seeds and from the skin of the grape, that he wasn't being mefer from, the hollow islet chatzar, because there's no tzar over there. V'tisbogis harbaim, and therefore she should be getting malchus. You said she's getting malchus at all, but hold on 1 second. Shouldn't she get malchus? Because according to Rav Yochanan, you say you're not able to get rid of the things that are not inoy. Says the Ran, Ve'im Isa Dahachiu. And if it really is true that you'd get malchus, Havali Latana Lashmina Nachribusa. You should have taught us that Dafila Hefila Baila, even if her husband is Mefir, Safegis Fafila Bazagvachai, she gets malchus with the Zag and the Chatzim. But it doesn't say that. It seems to be a kasha on Rav Yochanan that what? Taka, she doesn't get malchus at all because they take her off entirely. Kashav Yochanan. Am Rav Yosef, no. The reason why this is not the case, even though Rav Yochanan is still correct in being mefir part of the bread neder, but not the other part of the bread neder, is because ein nizirus al chatzar. There's no such thing as half nizirus. Seems to imply that we're saying that there is a chetzi nizirus. When it says korban chetzi nizirus, says half nizirus. Shem Yazar. So he says, in Nazir's Chatzayin, there's no halfway Nazirus that implies as a carbon for half a Nazirus. We know that when a person finishes Nazirus, he has to bring three different carbonas. You have to bring an Ola, a Chatas, and a Shlamim. From the fact that the Lashon was, there is no halfway Nazirus, instead of saying, there are no halves in Nazirus, so Abaye is now learning from this concept that only the actual Nazirus, meaning the Isurim, aren't able to be chetzid, halved. But the Nazir Karbonos, in such a case, can be brought where only half a Nazirus was counted. So if only half the Nazirus is done, like 15 days, and then he, you know, gets rid of it in another 15 days, you'd still have to bring Karbanos. Is that really what you want to say? The Ran brings the Gemara in Nazir and Chav Beis, the Baal Migas Gaius, and therefore he cuts it wherever it's at, and it doesn't go to Mafreya to get rid of it. So if after 15 days he's made for it, that means that 15 days is already kept. And I'm going to bring Karbanos only half of it. So therefore, Ella Amar Abaye says, Ein Nazirus L'chatzayin. V'ein Karbanos L'chatzayin. Not only Nazirus isn't for halves, but also Karbanos as well. Frek the Gemara, Meisevei. Ha'isha she'nodah b'nazir, Efrisha b'hemdah. Let's say a woman, she makes a neder to become a Nazira, and then she becomes Tami Meis. And she has an animal she set aside for the carbon to bring for being Tami. V'achachachay for Labayla. And then the husband revokes the neder for being a Nazir in the first place. Mevia Chatasof. She brings the Chatasof. Ein Mevia Olasof. She doesn't bring the Olasof. And she doesn't have to bring the Ashram, even though she set these things aside. Via Amart Ein Carbon Lechatin Nazirus. Maybe she says no carbon for Chatin Nazirus. Amai Mevia Chatasof. Why does she have to even bring the Chatasof in the first? Why even that? Frank the Gemara back on that, but then you can flip it around and say, Velamai, Yesh Carbon Lechatin Nazirus. You want to say there is a carbon Lechatin Nazirus, but then Shalos Behemoth Boyalus here. You have to bring three Chatas, Ola, Ushlamim. All three of them, but over here we see that you're only bringing the Chatas. What's going on? So the Gemara says, Ela, the Olam Ein Carbon Lechatin Nazirus. There's no carbon Lechatin Nazirus. The chatas of the ma'isia, mishum the chatas al safik. The fact that she brings chatas of is only brought as a safik. Says the Ran that mishum the chatas of asi al safik means in a general case. V'kevin the kill kuli hayr, so make one of this al safik nami ba. If you have a safik one there, if you bring it, you still bring it. V'ena nechalas, it's not eaten. Asi nami the chatas nizirus, also bring it for the chatas nizirus also. But generally, you wouldn't do such a thing. But now back to our original question we're dealing with over here, and that is Rav Yochanan said that the husband cannot revoke the neder in regard to the bread, which when she is not, did inoy on. Now, Eisevei, we fact the kash from a braisa, Isha shenodah benazir v'nitmes. If a woman, she decides to become a nazira, and then she becomes a tame. This is also, we're going to see this in Nazir Bezer Hashem. She goes ahead, she says she's going to be a nazira, and she becomes tame meis. V'achakach, hey for labayla, then the husband goes and revokes the neder. V'vi chatasof, she brings the chatasof. V'ein v'vi olasof, but she does not bring the olasof, and she doesn't bring the asham as well. V'yomer me for l'misan, v'ein me for l'shen misan. I mean, if you want to say that when a woman goes ahead to do two things, one which is inoy and one is not inoy, the husband is only getting rid of the one which is inoy, but not getting rid of the one that it's not inoy. Beep, turn the page. Pay gimel the base. Dilma miyayin de islat sarah heferla. Maybe then in the case of Naziris, he's being made for the ned there for only in reference to wine, which is called inoy. Mitumas meis de leslat sarah lo heferla. But in reference to the tumas meis, which is no inoy, he's not being made for her. Therefore, after the hafara, she should be usher to become tame also. And if that's the case, then the naziris is not considered chetzi naziris in reference to tuma, because she'd be chayav to finish off a second term of becoming a nazira in kedusha, and therefore she should be chayav to bring all of the sacrifices, all the karbanos, including the asham and the ola. So apparently, what comes out is we say that since he goes and gets rid of the neder in reference to the wine, which is called Inoy, therefore he's getting rid of the idea which is Toma also, even though there's no Inoy. This goes against Rav Yochanan. Ah, what you're going to say now? Amri answers the Gemara. Amri, to answer that up, they say no. Tumas Meis Nami is Tzar. Tumas Meis is also Tzar involved over here. The Chesiv is the Pasuk says, V'chayit in Alibo. The live person will place it to the heart. That means the Pasuk is saying, Tov Lechas Abisev, Lechas Abisev, Mishta. It's better to go to the house of mourning than the house of a party, because the live person will place it into their heart. V'tayim Rav Tana Baisa, Hayy Rav Meir. Omri said, Ma'i the Chesiv V'chayit in Alibo. What does that mean, that the live person will place it into his heart? What does that mean? The Yispo Tispadun Le. They should take the heart that one who gives a hesped for the dead, other people are going to maspid them. The yifkun, yifkun lay. If someone who cries for the dead, others are going to be crying for them. The yikbar, yikbarune, someone who buries the dead, others are going to bury them. So holding back from becoming tame in itself is inoy, because of the fact that it's going to end up by them themselves, they're not going to end up getting what is necessary for themselves. Therefore, this is also considered inoy, and that's why the carbon, this particular carbon is brought. But this is not a, at the end of the day, we didn't knock him off. A vayter into the next Mishnah, which is continuing on with this discussion about what's called an inoy nefesh, according to
Rabbi Yossi, konem shani nene labrios. Let's say a wife says that konem, that which I'm going to get hana from people. That's konem to me, it's also to me. Any yochal offer, he's not able to be made for this. We will obviously see in the Gemara why that is. V'yecholahi lehanos b'leket shechlapeya, and she is able to get hana from leket shecha and peya. Quick review of that leket is that when they go ahead and someone's cutting their field, and they have stuff that falls to the ground. If one or two things fall to the ground, that's left for the aniyim. That shecha stuff is forgotten. Pay stuff in the corner that you leave her for aniyim as well. She's allowed to get hana from those things. Says the Ran, dekiva dechsiv behu ta'azov yaser. It says the extra ta'azov, v'luk siva behu nesinas, nesina. It says to leave it. In fact, said in the lashon of giving, less we tovus hana. Labayim is not called tovus hana. Hilchach ki shakla leket shechol peya in an anis mishabrios. She's not getting enough from the brios. So Gemara first lamais. The Gemara is going to explain our Mishnah. How about this next case over here? Konim kohanim levim nan and li. If someone goes and says that which kohanim and levim benefit from me is konim to them, yitlu al karcho, they could take. They're allowed to take against his will, meaning allowed to take truma and meiser against his will. But if he says a different type of lashon, kohanim elu, levim elu nenim li, he says that these kohanim, these levim, it's konim for them to get a nav from me. Now, specifically those in yitl acherim, other kohanim levim should be the ones to take the truma and meiser, but not those kohanim levim. Zok the Heilige Gemara. We're going to see that from the mashmaos of two things, they seem to be going against each other. The beginning statement was that if a woman goes and says that she's not getting a na from anybody, that she's not going to get any na from any sort of people over there, then we say they're not able to be made for it. Says the Gemara, Alma Efshar de Mitzazami Delay. Must be that she is able to get hana from him. And he's not going to be considered. Bechlal, the Baal, La Bechlal, Briosu, is not considered people from the fact that she was getting Hana from him. That's Pshat, that he's not allowed to go ahead and now be made for the nether over here, because when she said people, she meant people other than her husband. Therefore, she's not considered Inoy, because she can get from the husband. However, Ema Seif, if you look at the end of the Mishnah, Yecholu Lihonus Beleket Shechal Peah, says she can get Leket Shechal Peah. Aval Midaba Lo Achla. That seems to be saying that what? Only from this stuff, which is ownerless, can she get it, but she's not allowed to get it from her husband's stuff, which means to be saying that must be that he is considered people. Because if she's able to do that, then she's not considered poor, and therefore she's not able to go and take Leket Shechal Peah. Leket Shechal Peah is only for people that are poor. Alma kum techois baal bechlal brios, who is considered brios. So which one is it? Amar ula liolam la bechlal brios, who really is not considered people, and therefore you're not able to go ahead and be mefer the neder, because she can get from him. V'od ein yochel lahafir mipnei sheyachol lihonos beleket shechal peah. And the Mishnah means at the end, and furthermore, another reason why she's not able to go ahead, he can't be made for the nether, is because she can get from Leket Shecha and Peah. Therefore, it's not considered Inoy. As the Ran explains, we're talking about the fact that she can go ahead and give, she can get from him. And if he happens to be poor, that he can't get from her, then from him, because he doesn't have anything, she can now go get from Leket Shecha and Peah. Therefore, what do we see? That it's not considered Inoy. And now you can't be made for the ned there. Another answer comes, Rava Amar Liolam Baal Bechlal Brios. It really is considered people. So why is it that the husband is not able to go ahead and get rid of it now? There's Inoy now. It's a matam. It's coming to give the Mishnah, its second idea is coming to explain the first one. Matam in Yochel Lahafir, why can't it be Mefir? Because she can get from Leka, Shecha, and Peah. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman gives on yet another answer. Le'olam Ba'al Lav B'chal Briyosu. Really, he's not considered part of people, and therefore he can't be Mefir the Ned there, because he could be supporting her, so it's not called Inoy. Ve'hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah means to be saying. Nizgarisha, if she gets divorced, Yechal Lehonis B'chal Shecha V'Peah, she can get from Leka, Shecha, and Peah. Because now, once they get divorced, he's now called in the category of other people. Once he's got it for other people, she can get enough from him. But now she's open to be getting enough from like a Shechon Peah. Beep, turn the page. Pay Dalet and Aleph. But now we ask Akasha on that. Eisvei Ravler of Nachman. Ubala b'chal b'yosu. Really saying husband is not considered people. Vatanan. But we learned in the Mishnah coming up in Saturday Mabez. Netula ani min haYehudim. If a woman says that I'm removed from the Yidden, like we said earlier, that means that she's not going to have any tashrish with them. Yafer chelko, the husband should be mayfair his chilek of that neder. Usehei mishamashto, and then she could have tashrish with him. Usehei netula min haYehudim. But she's still going to be usher for everyone else. So if you say the husband's not considered part of people, then this is considered inoy nefesh. He should be able to go ahead and annul this neder for her forever. Obviously, if she's making a neder over here, it must be that the reason she's making this neder is in order to ask her something that is normally mutter for her. Because if not, then what is she saying? She's not saying anything. So if we want to say that a husband is considered part of people, then we can understand that the neder is she's talking about having tashmish, because now she's going to be asking something that's mutter to her, right, which is her husband. And that's why the husband has to now go ahead and be made for his neder that applies to him. And the neder is going to be still in play for other people if she ends up getting divorced. But if you want to say the husband is not included in terms of, he's not called people, then we're not able to understand her neder to be talking about tashmish, because she's already usher to everybody besides her husband. So therefore, the neder must be talking about the fruit of other people. And if that's the case, then why can the husband not be made for the neder forever, even after she gets divorced, like we saw earlier in Ayin Tesla Beis, that we said that the darim that are by inoy nefesh, like fruit of other people, can be mufar even when it comes to other people. So it must be that we're saying what? Must be is considered people. And malach, so he's like, no, we'll say the husband really is not considered people. In shiny hacha, in this case, is different. The mucha milsa dal heterik asinavsha. It's obvious what she means to do is to ask herself something that was already muttered to her. Normally, the husband's not called people, but in this case, Nafka, he is considered people because she included in the content of all the Yehudim. So this is an exception to the rule. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.